y'all doing? I know it's been so hectic. I mean, from the, you know, hectic in a good kind of way, but in a bad way too, you know. I mean, our boys, our babies won the Grammy. You know, I'm gonna flip my verbs, you know. Paint my nails, get a drink, and celebrate. I mean, they made me proud, you know. Interesting, I'm not exactly a huge fan of anybody. I just listen to good music, but then, oh my god, I am so proud of these people. And Tiwa Savage and Kuti, this girl is in another cloud, you know. Cloud, what the fuck do they call it? Sorry for the language. And secondly, can we just even talk about the government for a minute? What did we do? How did we offend you people? But let's not dwell too much in it, and let's talk about the fact that Quavo's sweetie, the fuck is going on? Y'all messing with us, right? Y'all messing with us. But anyways, we love you. Generally, we love love. Well, I mean, I love love, so I'm a love temper. That's not it, baby. I'm just gonna sip my coffee while I try to read my book. But first of all, let's talk. Movie that came out, you know, Coming to America 2 came out, and I think it's like 3 weeks now, almost a month, and I'm just doing my review. I know, it's been so annoying. Wait, I've already said all this and I don't introduce myself. Paolo Shishele. Hey, it's your girl, it's your baby, your baby Sarah, my friends call me Luna, and this is podcast with no name. Sips coffee from the red cup. Sorry guys, the coffee is bitter. But then Coming to America 2 came out, and when I watched it, let's say that I've got a review, baby. I talked to a whole lot of people concerning this because I was like, it has to be the best. I mean, it came from Amen at the movie. Did I get that right? I'm not even too sure. See my life in public. Anyways, first of all, you know, we always give shout out to the entire team. It's important that we do that. So thank you very much for this wonderful, most generous movie. It was, thank you. First of all, what I'm talking about in the movie, did you see the African vibe I got? Let's just talk Africa. First of all, it was beautiful in the most African, oh beautiful, oh fine. It was really beautiful, trust me guys, it was really beautiful. And when I mean it was really beautiful, I mean the the, you know, the display of African culture. Although I'm still trying to grasp as English is hard, that's a translation. Please do well to forgive the sound. Like I said earlier, and if you listen to my podcast a lot, you know that we are having issues with the, you know, technical stuff, you know, the sound for now. It's going to be like this for some time, but we are definitely working on it. But you then, let's stick with this. I'm just, you know, tuning to my sweet, beautiful voice. Okay, guys, but seriously, let's go back to what we're talking about. That's the African style. Like, it was so much display of African culture, and I can't help but, you know, like, wow, damn, baby, it was beautiful for me. I don't know, I really liked it, seriously speaking. You know, the fashion was top notch, the, you know, the cowries, the gold, you know, the Ankara print, the beautiful colorful prints, the, you know, the South African beads, the wooden beads, everything was just so beautiful. And what exactly do, and the hairstyles, oh my god, oh, it took me off guard. It was, I really can't explain, like, it was just, if you need hairstyles, you know, you wanna, you know, give hairstyles, baby, you got magazine, enough of the magazine from the coming to America too, you know, anything in Northern Africa that should be asked out. I think it's there. I said they did not do shuku and then kojuzoko, kojuziao. But then there was the Bantu knots, you know, those styles that brought up Africa. The braid, the locks, you know what I'm saying, people. And most especially, what I liked about the fashion was the fact that, you know, the firstborn, that's the princess, she got to, you know, was a display of different African countries. I don't know if she wore all, because when I looked at it again, it wasn't exactly all, but I know I saw Nigeria, my country, you don't know. And then I saw something, they were crazy. I saw that one, the bracelet, I saw it. And all I can say is, we're not offended. But really, it's the truth, though, but I love that, but that, it caught me just like, it was beautiful to me. I think I really like the fashion. Actually, first of all, took me off guard, and I was like, wow. And secondly, the dance, oh my god, you know, the dance was very beautiful. Although we're talking about the second part of this dance thing, next on my list is the artist they made use of. I expected more, you know. I expected more of African artists. I mean, we're also black skin now. So I think I thought I was going to see more of diverse, you know, musicians. But I know I saw Angelina and I saw Davido repping Nigeria. I saw so many. It was really dope at least. We cannot, we've got to give it credit. But I think I expected more of it. But then we have to understand that I think the theme, I think I can understand, because the theme of the stuff too had to do with, it had to do with the American and, you know, the African culture. But yeah, it was okay. Then the theme has to be beautiful family. Mommy, you're fine, you know. First, if what's coming to America, one, yeah, she's beautiful, but you know, the transition into this, you know, 50 actually. I mean, she has that daughter who died a few years ago, 50 or more, no. And you know, when I saw her, she looked so beautiful still. And then the daughter, she had the last born, sorry, I'm a fan of the last born. I do not know who she is, but kisses right here, baby, I love you so much. You steal my heart every single time I watch it. I'm like, look at this beauty. Everybody was beautiful. This English thing, eh? Anyways, it was just a very beautiful family. And the, you know, the display of love. And you know, this last born thing, like when I knew that scene when we were dancing this Prince, wait, first that music part, this song, Prince song, and I literally have been jamming to that all through the week. It's not my fault, it's just that I really love Prince, and you know the way they it was just beautiful. I love that part. That's like one of my best scenes, actually. I also like the fact, yeah, in the, I know I talked about the fact that it was both African and, you know, the black culture. I always tell people, do not call Africans and African Americans the same people. They are not. We are nothing near the same. We just share a particular lineage of black blood. To me, we are totally different people. And I think it kind of expressed it too. You know, I like the fact that for the black culture, they made, you know, the barber shop and then the church where they wanted to get married in. Oh Lord, that place was seriously. And you know, those old men, you know, the aunties and the uncles, even for a 30 years old birthday, they were all gathered for that kind of birthday. Although they did not do it outside, you know, where we have the they call it mac and cheese party, the real party, and you know, everybody, you know, grill and all. They didn't do that though, but they literally did do that technically inside at night. But it was really nice, you know, the family setting, it was really beautiful, and I loved it. And his mom is a real definition of a black woman. She don't care, she gonna do her thing. Yeah, I think, you know, black women, I mean both sides, but she gonna do her thing.
And I like the part where and she was like, yeah, now was a hoe, right? I'm like, the what? You so, she's like, yeah, now the hoe in the hood. I'm like, okay, mama, I see you, but I ain't getting no shit right now. But it was really beautiful. I loved it. It was really nice. What again? Kini mo like? No, kini. I wrote it down. Oh no, I wrote it down. It's like, I didn't make me forget. Yeah, the beautiful family. And then I have one question before we go to the other side of the alphabet of the thing that we're talking about. Why is it that that general? Why you fine? I want to believe that his wife was very beautiful, because I don't get. I mean, Teyana Taylor, and oh my god, what's this Nigerian guy's name? Oh my god, I totally just remembered it right now. Well, I didn't remember. Is it Dimeji? I don't know. I'm not too sure. He's dating this. Is it Tanzania? Girl, this fine, beautiful baby. Is that a baby? No, baby gay. Well, I didn't remember. But, I mean, we have to ask. How did that happen? But then, you know, we black people, we always come out fine. Now, let's get to the part where I need to ask real questions. The dance part, yes, it was beautiful, but sorry, it's not Disney or Indian movie, right? Well, I think I'll give you more of Disney, not Indian. I know India just woke up and they like start dancing. Personally, they gave him the entrance and all. Although I did like that Prince Bunch, like, dun, dun, hey, you can't see me, so you won't get what I'm saying. But then if you get what I'm saying, dun, 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 hey. But she's like, I mean, Teyana is one of the best dancers I've ever met. Like, not met, see, I ain't met anybody except Jesus. But then, yes, I think I'll give it, they picked, they really picked good casts. I mean, the casting was really beautiful. I've seen bad casting, so that cast was really nice. I mean, what am I even saying? It's coming to America too. I expect the best, actually. And secondly, well, I asked around, and I have to say, most people were of the opinion that it was overhyped. Yes, it was overhyped. But was it what the hype? Some people say that it was too much of the hype that we did not actually get to enjoy the movie. But although me enjoyed the movie, nothing to me. I didn't even know it was out. I mean, I actually didn't know because I've not been online recently, so I didn't get to see it. But then I think I really enjoyed the fact that it was really nice. I mean, it was not exactly what the overhyping, but what was the hype. And a friend, is it a friend? Actually, it's not only one person. So some people have the opinion that they love the fact that it had the Coming to America 2 had the, you know, flashbacks of Coming to America 1, you know, the first one, but most of us had actually forgotten because some of us was digging, you know, you get. So, and some people have the opinion that they still prefer the first one to the second one. Although Wugwe Wapo is interesting and the comedy was lit. Comedy, yeah, well, lit. So I think I really just enjoyed the movie in general, from the comedy to the fashion to the music to the theme, that's the family and character casting, you know, everything. It was just really beautiful for me. Yes, probably was overhyped, but it was what they hyped for me, as far as I'm concerned. And I still have to say, it's not Disney. What the? It was just too much. But I like it. I loved it. Although I think I expected some things. I always like to, you know, be thrown off my, like, thrown off guard. Like, when I see something, like, I don't want to see what I expect to actually be what I actually see in terms of movies. But, well, just for Olajide, it was really beautiful. It's a very beautiful movie, and I think I'm really, like, exactly proud of the entire movie. Yeah, I'm actually really pleased with it. I love it. I think that's one of the movies I get to go back and, you know, watch again. Yeah, I really love it. Mm-hmm. The lion part, you know, about leadership. All on movement, but makes sense. It was really beautiful to me. I think that's all. Wait, is that all? So we're not going like that. Let me tell you a story. Story. Until funny time. This is the end of our review on Coming to America 2. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I know I didn't say this at the beginning like I usually do, but now that you get to watch to the end, please, COVID-19 is real. Kaja for role, or real. Even if it's not real to you, please, your health is more important to me, to Podcast With No Name. It is a very important thing to us. So please make sure you mask up, use your sanitizer if you don't have running water, and you know, you don't get to wash your hand frequently, just at least be sanitizer, Danny. Carry sanitizer with you. Yes, we cannot have, we cannot even social distance in Nigeria right now. But at least just try to stay safe when you come back from work. You know, change your clothes. Although actually, COVID or not, nobody did like the business. Change your clothes. Yes, when you come back from work, change your clothes. Take a shower. Take a very nice shower. Hot, warm, cold. You don't have wear. And you know, we'll be refreshed. Yes, do that, please. Your health is important. And yes, this is available on every podcast platform. And yes, you know, like the last episode, Spotify is in Nigeria. It's available in Nigeria. So you get to listen to it on Spotify too, baby. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hey. Yes, it's available on Spotify. It's available on every podcast platform. And if you want to get in touch with me on my social media platforms, on Twitter, it is LunaAkins25, LunaAkins25, two five. My just a mistake. And on Instagram, it is LunaAkins, LunaAkins. And we are now on Facebook. Well, as you walk through your Facebook account, then, you are stressing me. You stress me with your account, but then we're working on the Facebook account so we can also be available and we get to be the community of Podcast With No Name lovers. Also, it is, you can send me an email, you see it on my Instagram profile. Send me an email if you need to talk to me about anything, you want to work with this girl. I'm available. And I also want to apologize once again for the noise, background noise. Please forgive it. Thank you so much. It's still your girl, your baby girl with the vibe. My name is Sarah, my friends call me Luna, and this is Podcast With No Name. Peace out. Bye. See, I have to go. I didn't want to go.